anyway, he, we used to ride back and forth in vans before the buses was ever.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I was one of the ones that helped negotiate when I was a business representative.
Oh.
You know, to get the buses instead of individual vans. And they used to could pay us so much money, I think, I can't remember now, $3.50 a day, or maybe $6.50 a day, subsistence, that then we would pay for a ride back and forth by the week. And one of the guys, they have a van or one, you know, and we 8 or 10 people would ride back and forth. But this one particular guy, his name was Wayne Grimes, and he had 3 or 4 of these vans, and he's kind of making a little on the side.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we was really good friends. I was friends with his brother as well. His name was Buzz Grimes, and he's still alive. Both of them are alive, and one of them lives right up next to me right now, Wayne Grimes. But anyway, this particular guy, him and I rode together. For years, we had probably 600,000 or 700,000 miles that we rode together. And the thing of it was, I spent more time with this fella than I ever did with my family. Because what happens when you work out the Nevada test site, it's a 12-hour day.
Yeah.
So when you come home, when you get up in the morning, you get up in the morning at 4 o'clock, make sure you get the van. You get out the test site and you go to work at 7:30, and you get home at night about 6:30, 6:45. You eat and go to bed because you got to get up 4 o'clock in the morning again.
Right.
And so you know, everything was more intimate with him. I mean, he knew everything that I was doing. I knew everything he was doing, and we spent more time together than we did with our families. And it and you know what? What's really unique about that? I think that put a bond between all of us that worked out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's something that the people that worked at the test site have a bonding that no other jobs have that they don't have a bonding like we have. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Right.
It's really something because all of us just trail friends. I mean, it was a wonderful place to work. And
now, was it a strain on your family, on your relationship with
Well, you know, our families would have to get used to it. All we're trying to do is make a living, you know.
Right.
And, of course, my wife didn't want me working all those hours, you know, and says, you're going to have to get some rest. And I said, I got to feed the family first. And we're a workhorse here. And I said, this old horse dies, you can get you another one. But, I mean, it's the same thing, you know. I mean, it was every day, it was steady, and it was a steady paycheck. And that's what... I think that's why I liked it so well. It was really a great job. It was steady and no layoffs. Very seldom ever laid off. But it was there for every Friday. The paycheck was there, and the paychecks never bounced. It was wonderful. And you could plan something. We bought homes and stuff like that or whatever. But it was really demanding on you. You know what I mean? But it was a wonderful place to work.